This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون وقال تعالى واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in our common usage, and especially amongst one another, we many a times use the word fitna. And we use it in various meanings. Sometimes we say that people are making fitna, and there is fitna before the day of Qiyamah. And the word fitna is a very commonly used word. And I thought today, in our talk, we will briefly make mention of the various interpretation and meanings and the lessons that we learn from this word fitna and how it is used in the Quran and Hadith. Lafz fitna aam istemal ka lafz hai. Aur hum ek dusre ko kehte hai ki ye fitna ka zamana hai. Aaj inshallah aapke samne is lafz ke mukhtalif maana اور اس سے جو ہمیں اسباق ملتا ہے آپ کے سامنے بیان کروں گا. Now, usually the word, many times it happens that one word has a meaning in one language, but in another language it has a completely different meaning. Now, in Urdu and Gujarati, the word fitna normally is used to create corruption and mischief and dissension and disunity. So we say, you know, this person is making fitna. Now, this is not normally the case in the Arabic language. In the Arabic language, the word fitna is not normally used in this particular meaning only. There could be a reference to this meaning, but it is more used in different ways. For example, in the Arabic language, it has been used for, amongst other reasons, other meanings, punishment, temptation, trial, examination, strife, conflict, all of these has been used as in the Arabic language. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاسَّةً. Here it has been used in the meaning of punishment. Fitna as a punishment. So fear that punishment that will not only come upon those people who are وَاتَّقُوا لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاسَّةً. That particular fitna that will come upon everyone, it will come upon those who are pious, not those, and even those who are not pious. Sometimes what happens is that we allow evil to proliferate. We allow evil to go out without making mention with regard to it. Then when the adab of Allah Ta'ala comes, it doesn't only come upon the sinners. It comes even upon the pious because they do not make an effort to stop the fitna, the evil. ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ. See, the word fitna has been used. ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ. Taste, punishment. So here the word fitna has been used for punishment. But normally, the word fitna mostly and generally in the Holy Quran has been used for examination and trial. Allah Ta'ala tries people. Allah Ta'ala examines people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts people through different trials in their life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes through the means of that, that through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how do you come through that trial and examination. Now the root word in this particular regard is فَتَنْتُ الْفِضَّةَ وَالذَّهَبَ. Normally this is the way the word fitna comes from. Allah Ta'ala says, I mean the Arabic language and those who are linguists say, فَتَنْتُ الْفِضَّةَ وَالذَّهَبَ, that the gold and silver is examined through the means of fire. So the gold and metal is put through fire, and through that it comes to be known that whether this gold and silver is original or not. So that's where the word fitna comes, azmaish, through the means of trial and through the means of examination. And this is something that has been used in many times. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people feel that they would be, Allah would leave them by saying, we have brought iman, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Now look at this word, yuftanun. Comes from the root word fitna. Do people feel that Allah will just suffice and leave them by saying, we have brought iman and Allah won't try them, Allah won't test them? Allah will put you through test. And we make dua, Allah mustn't put us through test. We are very weak. Allah, give us your rewards. Allah, give us your fazal. Give us your grace without testing. But there are pious people of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala put them through test, through various ways. Urdu aur Gujarati mein uske maana na ittifaqi aur shar paida karne ke liye hai. Lekin Arabi mein uske mutaaddad matlab hai. Aur asal matlab zyadatar uska istimal Quran aur Hadith mein imtihan aur aazmaish میں استعمال ہوا ہے. زندگی ایک امتحان ہے, جیسا کہ سورہ ملک میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے فرمایا, الذی خلق الموت والحیات لیبلوکم ایکم احسن عملا. میں نے موت و حیات اس لیے بنائی کہ میں آزماؤں کہ کون بہتر عمل کرنے والا ہے. سو دس پرٹیکولر میننگ از موسٹلی دا ورڈ دیٹ از یوز دا ورڈ فتنہ ان دا قرآن اینڈ حدیث از یوز ٹو ٹیسٹ. And that is why we find this most beautiful verse in the Holy Quran in Surah Tabarak, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created the system of life and death. People come in this world, people leave this world for what? To test. Kya? What does Allah Ta'ala test you? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, to test who does righteous deeds. To test who righteous. Allah Ta'ala put you in this world to see who does righteous deeds. Now this test, Allah puts you through various phases, various stages in the Holy Quran. Allah makes mention. Allah puts you through various situations to test you. Sometimes Allah will test you with ease. Sometimes Allah will test you with difficulty. Sometimes Allah will test you with children. Sometimes Allah will test you with wealth. Sometimes Allah will test you in various ways. And look at how Allah uses all of that in the Holy Quran. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Look at this beautiful way. Allah Ta'ala says, I will test you with fear. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ, with hunger. And sometimes less risk. All of a sudden you had a lot of risk, your business was going well. And Allah Ta'ala pull the plug, your business no more goes well. Allah will test you, بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah will put you through various tests. So sometimes Allah tests you by taking away something. Allah Ta'ala tests you by diminishing the things that you normally accustomed to. Sometimes Allah tests you by giving you more. And we feel, Allah is very happy with us. Allah bahut khush hai humse. Allah Ta'ala ne itna de diya. یہ اصل نہیں ہے, اصل نے اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس لیے دیا ہے تاکہ آپ کا امتحان لے. تو کبھی اللہ تعالیٰ دے کے آزماتا ہے, کبھی لے کے آزماتا ہے. سم ٹائمز اللہ گیوز یو اینی ٹیسٹ یو, سم ٹائمز ہی ٹیکس اوے اینی ٹیسٹ یو. ھذا من فضل ربی, آئی ہیو گیون یو مائی گریس, لیبلونی, ٹو ٹیسٹ ویدر یو آر گریٹفل اور ان گریٹفل. پیپل ہو ہیو دیئر بزنسز گوئنگ ویل اینڈ دیئر کارز آر دیئر اینڈ دے بوٹ اے نیو کار, دے فیل ویری ہیپی. اللہ ڈیڈنٹ گیو اٹ ٹو یو فار یو ٹو فیل ہیپی دیٹ اللہ از ہیپی وتھ می. اللہ گیو یو ٹو سی واٹ یو ڈو وتھ اٹ. Look at how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention. اور یہ امتحان مختلف صورتوں میں آتا ہے, بعد اوقات آسانی میں, بعد اوقات تنگی میں, اور آپس کے تعلقات بھی آزمائش ہے. میں اس کو بیان کروں گا. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you by ease, sometimes with difficulty. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you by your wealth and children. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ. Now you see, this is very interesting, because normally when we understand fitna, we feel that is corruption, we feel it is mischief. Now you read the Quranic ayat and said, innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna, my wealth and my children are fitna. Now we think, oh, is our wealth and our children mischief? We thinking of what the Urdu and Gujarati meaning. No, here the word fitna is not in that meaning, it is in the Arabic meaning. I have made your wealth and children into a trial. Your wealth is a trial. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna li kulli ummatin fitna. Wa fitna tu ummati al-mal. Every ummat has a special fitna. And the fitna of this ummah is mal, wealth. Allah will give you wealth to see how do you pass this test or not. Sahaba used to say, Allah Ta'ala tested us with less of wealth, lack of wealth. We came through the test with flying colors. Allah is testing us now with more wealth. We don't know whether we're going to pass it or not. In one hadith, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am not afraid of poverty for this ummah. When there is poverty, they will remain on steadfast on iman. I am afraid that Allah will make them wealthy. And when Allah makes them wealthy, they would be destroyed the way the people of the past have been destroyed because of wealth. So this fitna of the ummah is wealth. Inna li kulli ummati fitna wa fitnatu ummati al-mal. And then this children of ours is also a fitna. There's such a beautiful hadith. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one day sitting on the minbar. And as Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the minbar, the grandchildren of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the masjid, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, and they were wearing a most beautiful outfit with traces of red on the side. Not entirely red, just a little bit of traces. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw them. They were young, they were small, they were coming to the masjid, they were stumbling. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't bear it. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got off the minbar. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them, brought them, hugged them, brought them close towards him. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wa'alamu, Allah has spoken the truth. Annama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth and your children are fitna for you. You know, under this ayat, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, Al-Aliyal Susu Ta'at. That our families, they take away our good deeds. And I was looking at the meaning of Sus. Sus means a weaver. A weevil. Now, you know the weaver? A weevil. Now, what is a weevil? A weevil is a special type of, you know, a beetle that takes away the crops and it destroys the crops. Now this means our families are the weevils of our good deeds. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Mabkhala, that your children and your family make you miserly and make you cowards. So you don't want to spend in the path of Allah because of your children. And you become a coward because of children. And it is said in one riwayat, a person will come on the day of Qiyamah and it will be said, that his family took away his good deeds. His family took away his good deeds. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. So one of the aspects is, maal or dolat, or ye bachche, or hamare khandan, ye sab azmaish hai. Allah Ta'ala ki taraf azmaish hai. Now look at this another meaning of fitna. One meaning of fitna is our relationships. Our relationships are fitna. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةٌ أَتَصْبِرُونَ Subhanallah. What a beautiful verse. And every verse of the Quran is beautiful. Allah says, I have made you a trial unto one another. I have made you a trial. Now look at the situation in today's time. We can't get along. Many times husband and wife can't get along. Families can't get along. Community members can't get along. Allah says, I have made you a trial to one another. The fact that you come into contact with one another, there's a trial, there's an examination. You have to find ways and means of coexisting and having muhabbat for one another. So look at how Allah Ta'ala says, I have made you a trial unto one another. Atasmirun. Subhanallah. Won't you have sabr? Won't you make sabr? When you are going to interact with one another, have sabr. Otherwise your relationships are going to break. Allah Ta'ala has made mention, ye imtihan mukhtalif suratum, aur aapas ke taallukat mein bhi azmaish hai. Jaise Quran mein Allah Ta'ala ne farmaya, Allah ne hum mein se ek ko dusre ke liye azmaish banaya hai. So this is one meaning of the word fitna, which is a very interesting concept. And if we understand this, my dear respected brothers, we'll never get carried away with extra wealth. We will never get, you know, despondent if Allah Ta'ala takes away something. Because this will be Allah Ta'ala's plan. You know, one day I was in one conference and someone asked me and he said that, why does Allah Ta'ala bring difficulty? Why does Allah Ta'ala don't stop difficulty? When difficulty is coming upon someone, if Allah Ta'ala has kudrat, why does Allah Ta'ala not stop it? So I gave him an example. It was in a university, it was in a university, all amongst university students. So I said that if, for example, the examiner, the person who has given you an exam paper, he gives you an exam paper. And while you are writing the exam paper, he sees you writing wrong. He sees you making a mistake. Will he stop you? He won't stop you because there's examination. He said, no, let him carry on. Afterwards, we'll give the result. He said, I told him you understand that. He said, yes. I said, Allah has also made this world an exam. When anything comes difficulty, Allah won't stop it. It's part of the examination. So this one meaning of fitna is examination. Allah Ta'ala has also used the word fitna in the Quran and Hadith to refer to the tribulations that will come upon us before Qiyamah. So all the fitna, this will be also part of Azmaish, will be also part of trials. This is also one of the ways. Or ek matlab, Qiyamah se pehle ke masaib aur halat hai. Allah Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention of that. Badiru bil amal fitnan ka qit'il layli al-muslima yusbihu ar-rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafiran. Be aware and hasten towards doing good deeds before the fitna of Qiyamah comes. And that fitna of Qiyamah will be like a portion of a dark night that will come upon you. And one hadith Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the fitnas that will come upon you prior to Qiyamah will be like a string of pearls. And the moment you cut the string, the way the pearls will fall out, that's the way fitnas will come upon you before the day of Qiyamah. One after the other it will come. So then, yusbihu rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafiran. A person will be a mu'min in the morning and he will be a kafir in the evening. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention of that fitna to alert us that we must be steadfast at that particular time. In one hadith, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inni al-ara mawaqi al-fitan khilala buyutikum ka mawaqi al-qitar. I can see the fitnas coming in your home. I can see the fitnas coming right into your home. The way rain comes. The way rain comes one after the other, I can see the fitnas coming into your home. Be careful with regard to it. So one meaning of fitna is the aspect of trials and different types of difficulties and different trials that will come upon our iman and our deen before Qiyamah. That's also a meaning of fitna. And of course, one of the meanings, and this is interesting, that normally the word fitna has been used in the Urdu or Gujarati language, and even we use it in the English language, to refer to creating disharmony, to refer to speaking and to create disunity amongst people. Now, whether the Arabic word fitna refers to this or not is a moot point. Some ulama have made mention it refers to it, some ulama have not made. They said no. The word fitna in the word Urdu and Gujarati, the way it is used, is not used in the Arabic language. But this particular type of action is very greatly disliked by Allah. And there are people who sit on the sidelines, who do nothing. They will not be in the forefront to do anything positive. But the moment there is any type of controversy, all of a sudden you see them emerging. All of a sudden, do you know what happened? Do you know what happened? But where were you all along? Where were you in the masjid? Where were you in the different types of situation when the ummah needed you? You were not there. But all of a sudden, when there's a controversy, you're in the forefront. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if there is a controversy and if there is disharmony and if there is disunity, it's your responsibility to bring people together. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اَقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. If two groups of Muslims are fighting, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, bring them together. Not you go and create more controversy. لَيْسَ الْكَذَّابُ الَّذِي يُصْلِحُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Even if you have to speak something against the fact to bring people together, then also it is permissible. That person is not a liar who brings people together. Huh? And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, and I will conclude with this word, dabba ilaykum da'ul umami qablakum al-hasadu wal-baghdab. The evil attributes of the past ummats will come upon you. Al-hasadu wal-baghdab. And one of them is jealousy and hatred, creating hatred amongst people. He al-haliqa. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, stay away from it because it shaves off. Now normally when we use the word shave, we refer to it as something that shaves off our hair. Right? And Allah Ta'ala make it, you know, our area is known for people who are barbers, who shaves off. They are going through a difficulty, Allah Ta'ala give them barakat, inshallah. They are going through difficulty, Allah Ta'ala give them barakat. People must go back to them, inshallah. Anyway, what we say, it is a shaver. I don't say it shaves off your hair. It shaves off your deen. To create disharmony between people, to create disunity amongst people, it shaves off your deen. So in this particular short period of time, we have given you various meanings of the word fitna, and the greatest aspect is for us to take lesson. One is different situations in our life, they are a trial and they are an examination. Then another aspect is, one meaning of fitna is the trials that will come upon us before the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast. And one other meaning which sometimes has been used more in other languages is to stay away from it, and that is to create disunity and disharmony amongst people. May Allah Ta'ala keep us away from it. May Allah rather be and make us amongst those people who bring unity and bring people together rather than creating dissension and disunity. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.